You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Children of Yaakov Elam Shalom, they're standing in line, receiving the bracha from their Abba. So who comes first? Reuven. So Abba starts with him, Parchas Kamayim Al Totar. Why? Ki Alita Mishkeve Avicha. So he tells him, Parchas. What does Parchas mean?
Rush.
Oh, Chazak Baruch, beautiful. Parchas. Nechpaz is the term that is used. Kamay, like a water. What does it mean? May, what is water, yes. It says Parchas, like a rushed water. That means, what do Yaakov Avinu mean?
Takes everything away.
Water?
Destroy.
Water destroys? You don't drink water usually? You do? Don't wash your
hand. Rushing water is different than regular water.
Rushing water? Yeah. What type is rushing water?
River.
So he says you're like a river. River is not rushed, is it?
Storm.
Pachas. You know, sometimes the city, you know, they close the water. Like an hour or two. Then after an hour or two, when you open the faucet, what happens?
There's noise.
No, how does the water come out?
Jumps out.
Why is it jumps out?
Has it been held back?
Yeah, there's a lot of air in it. Air.
Yeah, there is air.
So that means the air pushes out. So now, if I'm not saying that Reuven, Parchas Kamayim, like a... What do you call this type of water? Not normal. It's not normal. It's not usable, really. When you open the faucet, what happens?
Water splashes out.
Scary. You jump back, no? Like this, you jump back. Says, you are like this water. So now, there's an interesting statement in Gemara that is brought. Who are that says, Reuven made a sin, is a mistaken. That's what Gemara says. So now, if the Gemara, is it telling us the fact, the truth, or no?
Sure.
So the Gemara says, you cannot say Reuven made a mistake. So if Reuven did not make a mistake, why Yaakov Elam Shalom took everything away? Was supposed to be a Kohen, Kohen Gadol, as a firstborn. So now he took it away. So that means 48 privileges was taken away from him. I'm sorry, 24 privileges.
Without the permission, that's why.
Permission?
Yes.
I know, but let's say there's a kid is running in the middle of the street. Do you ask the parents he should run and grab him? You need permission? So can the parents come to you and say, how come you didn't ask us to save our kid?
No.
Huh?
No.
No? They thank you. So here, Reuven did the right thing or didn't do the right thing? He didn't?
No.
So the Gemara is not accurate.
No, with this act, he showed his nature. So the act was correct because it showed that he really couldn't be in charge of the Bechor.
He couldn't be. Why?
Because of that was his nature, because of this temper that even...
If it's left up to him, so that means he's the Bechor and he's the Kohen as the task that he's given in Beit HaMikdash, but he was taken away from him. No, you cannot say his nature contradicts with his task.
There is a poem, enter the Tamidash, permission,
once a year
he had allowed to go.
Kohen Gadol.
Yes, Kohen Gadol.
Yes, so of course.
He went inside his father's house and he moved the bed. That was the Shekhinah was there, so he couldn't. He didn't ask for permission.
No, but here your master says he didn't make a mistake. He didn't. You cannot say he made a mistake. If you say he's a mistake, you're wrong. Let me ask you this. Like, let's say if he would do it the next day, 2 days later, would Yaakov punish him?
Maybe not.
Why not?
Because it wasn't as hot as before.
No, as far as the act itself. The act itself, was it right or was that right? No, you're not listening. The Gemara says it was right. You cannot say he made a mistake. But here, at the same time, Yaakov is punishing him.
Why is he punishing him?
So that's what the whole subject is all about. Why? So now here, the Gemara is teaching us a very, very important lesson. And that is, it's not that you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. The point here is how you come about it. That means if you have the attitude, not the nature, attitude. That means, let's do it now! That's your attitude. Rush, in, out, you know. So that means you're not capable and qualified to be given a task that is holy. Gemara says, he didn't make a mistake. His problem was, he was rushing water with a lot of air backed up. So he was a scary attitude. And it's a scary attitude. So now you didn't rise, you know, I think, how are you doing it? Rush. What does rush mean? Rush means, I know what I'm doing. I know. Don't stop me. Don't tell me what to do. It's very interesting, very beautiful insight. It says, Pachas. Pachas, the pay for the Pachas is Pashut. Chet of the Pachas is Choshech. And then Zayin of the Pachas is Zar. What does it mean? He was supposed to become a very, very holy person to work in the Beit HaMikdash. So he became Pashut. Pashut, he lost it. He was supposed to be a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is like a melech. Then became like a choshech, darkness. Kohen, what is a Kohen is all about? He says that the Tzar cannot come to that area that the Kohen and Kohen Gadol didn't go. Then he became Tzar, Pachas. He lost it. What does that mean? He cannot do Teshuvah? Can he do Teshuvah?
Yes.
No, not Teshuvah. Not Teshuvah. Because the expectation was expected from Reuven with such a high level that was given to him, that even, not a mistake that he did, the way he did his act, he's not qualified anymore. That's it. He lost it. One time. Done.
How can we say there's no teshuva?
Because Reuven cannot enter the site of Beit HaMikdash with such a profile. He cannot present such a resume that he rushed to do such an act. Because a role model has to show the pleasantness, the ne'imut, what the Torah, the mitzvot is all about.
Maybe because so many different blessings invested in one place, nobody would actually be qualified for all of it to be concentrated.
No, why not? No, the fact of the matter here, of course it is. But the point of the matter here is that when you have such a task, so then it's not that you're under magnifying glass. You're under the loop. The loop. And you have to be flawless. Nice color. And that's a very, very delicate point that we have to be, as we are, we're called Am Segula Bene Kohanim. We are considered as very, very holy level and nation. So Hashem is.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.